Good morning and welcome to episode 26 of Martin Uncut. Today it's February the 4th, 2021. And today's episode is remarkable. So I said yesterday that hopefully you will not hear any interference, but when I listened back to the recording, yes, there was still interference. But now I at least located where it is and I'll see if I can fix it. But I need to contact the alarm company, so that's going to be so painful. Anyway, today we're going to talk about remarkable because I mentioned it a little bit the other day. And remarkable, what is the remarkable then? Yeah, it's an e-ink paper tablet. So it's an, a digital device that is supposed to mimic or look and feel like a paper tablet, essentially like a notebook. It's a Norwegian company that has developed this product, and they've been at it for like 3-4 years something. They released the Remarkable 2, which is the one I have. It was delivered during the weekend. So they had this pre-order schedule. So I ordered mine, I think, in May, June, July, something like that. And I got it in the beginning of November. So there was quite a lot of anticipation to get it. And I followed people around the net that has, when they've got it and they've done reviews on YouTube and so on. But I'm going to tell you a little bit more about what it actually is. It's a very thin device. It's maybe like 4 or 5 millimeters thick. So it's really, really thin to be a digital device. And if you look at it, it will resemble or remind you of a typical e-reader, like the Kindle or one of the Sony ones, but it's a little bit more clean. It's a very flat interface, and there's actually only one button, and that button is the on and off button. And you charge it using USB-C, so it's fairly modern like that. And on this device, you can, of course, then read EPUB and PDF files, and you can also upload, I think, images and those kind of things to it. But that is not the main use case of it. The main use case is actually for it to kind of resemble a writing pad. So with the device, you also get this pen, and it's just a normal metal pen. It's not super, super comfy. It could actually be more comfortable. And on the top of the pen, there is a little special tip, and I don't know exactly what it's made of. It could actually be some type of compressed paper. And this pen, when you write on the device, you actually get the sound of writing and also the feeling. There is a little bit of resistance when you write. So it's a very normal writing experience. It's not like when you're using the Apple Pen on an iPad that you're slipping away on the glass. This is a really, really nice writing experience. And that is what it's supposed to be. I think this is a notepad, so you can take notes on it, and that is what I'm doing. But you can also sketch, write drawings and those kind of things. And you can, in this notebook, have a lot of, they actually call it notebooks, so you can have different collections of drawings then or notes in different folders or collections. And with the tool, you can open up then a new page, for example, and you can choose between 8 different brushes or pens. And they work differently depending on how you angle the pen and how hard you press on the device. And then you can get thicker or thinner line, for example. I mainly use like 1 or 2 ones. It's the fine liner, it's called, which is like a fine liner. You know what a fine liner is. It's like that kind of experience. And also the highlighter, something you can draw on top of things and you can see through. You can also control like the line thickness and what color. And this is a black and white device. So when I say color, it's just different shades of gray and black. But it works fine for what I use it. And there's also a eraser tool, so you can, remove things from the page that you draw. And a select tool. And the select tool is actually really, really good, because if you write notes and you later on need to, for whatever reason, move it around on the page, you can take the select tool and can choose a drawing you did or a sentence or a paragraph, and you can just draw it to a different place or move it to a different place of the page, which is really fantastic. And you can also copy parts from one note to another note page, which is really, really good. And I use that surprisingly much, actually. And of course, you can zoom in and zoom out and those kind of things. Another really good thing is that you can share. So if you write like meeting notes, you do a drawing, so you can share that drawing via email. So you can send the page or multiple pages from the notebook away to someone. And it can be an SVG file or a PNG or a PDF. And I, as I mentioned yesterday, I'm using Evernote a lot. So I take my notes in this device and I send them to the Evernote email. So I get them into my Evernote notebook and then Evernote OCR sits and I can search and find my notes, even my handwritten notes. And another feature that is actually quite interesting is that they have a OCR feature. And that feature, it takes your note and OCRs it into text. So you write on the device and you ask it to OCR it, and then you get it as text. And it works quite well. And then you can email that text to a colleague or someone. And finally, there is the Remarkable app that you can install on your phone, I think, iPad, and also on your desktop. I only have it on my desktop. I don't feel the need to have it on my phone. And then that syncs with the Remarkable Cloud. And so you can actually push things there and they come down into your Remarkable over Wi-Fi. So you have an easy way to get things in and out of this Remarkable. Price-wise, it's fairly expensive. I think I paid around $400, but I paid it in Swedish, of course. But so it's pretty expensive, but I really like it. I use it every day, and I use it a lot every day. And I charge it like every second week or in the mid, so 1.5 weeks, something like that is the battery life. And when you start it up, it literally takes 2 seconds or 1 second to start up and you can start writing. So it's really, really fast. I definitely recommend you to take a look at it. It's super good. There's a lot of videos and reviews on YouTube, and they actually do, there is fairly thorough reviews. So take a look there. And of course, if you have any questions around it, just feel free to send me an email and I or comment or get in touch on one of the social medias and I will get back to the device or describe the thing that you want to know. I hope you will have a super fantastic day today and see you tomorrow.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.